Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and to listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the public library. In this excerpt, Dieter Close talks with his son Dylan about his life's passion, climbing. Dieter discovered climbing at age 13 and eventually came to Petersburg to scale nearby Devil's Thumb. The two have climbed and hiked together in the coastal mountains and recall witnessing avalanches and a rockfall near the Witch's Cauldron right below Devil's Thumb. Dylan asked Dieter about being a father and whether he missed climbing during the time that he raised two kids.
What my climbing morphed into was from technical rock, you know, vertical mountain, dangerous roped climbing or unroped climbing on dangerous mountains. It morphed into hiking in the mountains, being in the mountains, just living in the mountains. That now is just as satisfying to me as the, you know, succeeding on the hardest climbs that I've done. Just being in the mountains. And but even that isn't. Don't feel like you've taken that. Don't feel guilty about it.
No.
Because having kids is the best thing in the world that happened to me. That's the best. The mountains pale in comparison, but that's where I really find myself.
Yeah.
That's where I found myself, and that's where I keep identifying myself when I lose myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the times when we have hard times in life or what, going to the mountains, things are real clear cut there. And so, like, you know, you and I go fly into the Witch's Cauldron here, and now I love doing just that, fly into a valley and ski around and watch the avalanches come off the mountain, watch mountains being made, watch the world, and fast forward.
I know, that will be one of my top favorite trips so far, were those, and just sitting there in my tent watching, you know, listening to avalanches.
That's one place amazing. In that I've been where it's the Witch's Cauldron right below Devil's Thumb is so active with avalanches. It's like of the probably, you know, 2 years of my life that I've spent in canyon lands in Utah, you see all these sheer cliffs, and finally, I've always wanted to. You see all this talus and boulders, and I go, I want to watch these big things fall down, and never in that 2 years of time have I seen anything except my last trip. I finally saw a major rock fall in Canyonlands, but in Witch's Cauldron, we go there and we see them every day, a few times, and it's from a safe distance.
Yeah.
And that to me is just a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah. It's just moving constantly up there. It's just amazing. We're getting the big avalanche when the Sami Sarek caved off, and we got to sit in my tent, you know, facing away, and watch the cloud just
the powder blast
rip by. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
There's nothing like that. Especially
like,
knowing
like you're
safe,
but you're kind of scary still.
Yeah.
It's just a.
Or the other time where we were, so cool. You and I, you were hanging out, and I was skiing, and we both happened to. I was like, what, a mile away from you, but we both happened to be looking. Later, we talked about it, looking at the same mountain wall, this 2,000. Some foot wall, and all of a sudden a big chunk of it just fell off, like the size of half of Petersburg. Maybe a quarter of Petersburg. a really big thing, rock came off and flew in midair and then hit this, you know, going vertical, and then it hit this shelf and shattered into dozens of Volkswagens.
Yeah.
and then flew another 1,000 feet down and cratered into the snow.
No sound.
As just disappeared, and as if it nothing happened, yeah. Except for this cloud that hovered.
Yeah, for hours.
Yeah, it was dead still day. Yeah. And to see that, sometimes I feel like the places that I've taken you in your short life, they're, you know, it's outside magazines, you know, 10 best places to see in your lifetime. I've already taken
spoiled
you to five. It's like if I spoiled him, jaded him.
I know.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the public library to learn more about how to participate.